Hey guys, it's Kelly Nugent from the podcast Teen Creeps, where Lindsay, Kaytay, and I talk YA Pulp Fiction. This week, I am joined by guest co-host, director Omar Najam, to talk R.L. Stine's Goosebumps, The Haunted School. This episode has it all. Fossil-drinking children, multi-dimensional convergences, lots of fan correction. Sound fun and enticing? Check it out on feralaudio.com/teencreeps or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bark, 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 bark.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, sorry. I was just saying in dog. Have you ever had a friend who has a dog that they're just so obsessed with and you want to buy them an amazing gift?
Oh my gosh, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about BarkBox, aren't you?
Yes, BarkBox.
BarkBox is a delivery of 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys curated around a surprise theme each month. You like subscribe to it and it gets delivered to your door, your doggy door.
And your human door.
Yes, your dog does not have to accept the mail, but he or she can.
That's dog rights,
yes,
baby.
All dogs.
Here's how it works. All you have to do is choose your dog size, either small and cute, that's 0 to 20 pounds, just right, 20 to 50 pounds, or big and bold, 50 plus pounds. Choose a plan, either 1, 6, or 12-month plans are available, and then you'll get your BarkBox in the mail. They're shipped at the 15th of each month.
So, I mean, longtime listeners of the pod will remember our really good friend, Dev. And Dev has a new little puppy.
She's so cute.
She's so cute. And her name is Ladybird. And Ladybird loved her BarkBox treats.
Mm-hmm. She got a bunch of delicious organic treats. And also this amazing little toy that looked like a Chinese takeout box that had a bunch of little squeaky dumplings inside.
Oh my God.
Chinese takeout is not just for people.
No. Oh, it's also for dogs.
But don't feed your dogs actual Chinese takeout.
No, just order BarkBox and they'll send them for you. Maybe if that month is themed like takeout. You never know.
You never know. That's part
of the fun of it.
Even better, you can cancel your plan at any time and there's free shipping.
Also, if your dog doesn't like something in the box, your dog doesn't have to just suck it up and play with it. You'll send it back to BarkBox and they'll send you something that they'll love because this is about dog happiness, baby.
Mm-hmm. BarkBox wants to make sure that your dog rubs everything in their box.
This dog rubbed it. Okay, so here's the great thing. If BarkBox is sounding like the right thing for you or your dog or your friend or your friend's dog or your family's dog, you have a special offer by listening to Mouth Time. You can just go to www.barkbox.com/mouthtime and you get a free extra month of BarkBox when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan.
Wow, that's amazing. What a deal.
No, I'm so excited for all my friends who are dogs.
Mm-hmm. I love and have so many dog friends.
So again, you can go to www.barkbox.com/mouthtime and you can get a free month off of your 6 or 12 month plan. So you know what I'm going to say? Bark, 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 bark.
Oh my gosh. Bark, bark, bark.
Bark, bark.
Woof.
We're in a fight.
Feral Audio.
Open wide, it's Mouth Time with Reductress.
I'm Quan.
And I'm Dakota.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths.
Boink.
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 On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
We find out it's November.
We check our grr attitudes at the door.
We learn to stay humble even when our luggage comes out first at baggage claim.
And we talk to professional gratitude specialist Grateful Glory.
Yay! We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and books that will transport you to a magical world of fantasy football.
Ooh!
Yay!
Boink! You know what's fucked up?
What? It's November.
No, it's not. Stop bullying me.
I'm not.
Ugh.
Okay, so actually November is our favorite time of year
because
we get to celebrate our favorite thing, gratitude. That's gratitude with an attitude.
But really, it's just attitude.
Because basically, gratitude is like when someone is walking you on the street and walking super slow and you're like, oh, Thank you.
Yeah. Or like when someone just kind of takes the last seltzer out of the fridge and you're like, thanks.
Yeah. Or like when a waiter brings you a whole meal when you just wanted a taste and you're like, wow, thank you so much. Ugh. Actually, I like to keep a gratitude journal so I can track my attitudes.
Ew, that's fun.
Yeah, it's like, dear gratitude journal, today I was mean. Today I was bad. Today I was a bitch. Today I was too proud.
Ooh, those are great attitudes.
Thank you.
My work told me that I actually have a gratitude problem.
You mean the place where we both work, where we are right now? Like the place where we have a job together?
Yeah, like the place where I work. Like my job.
Also my job.
Well, I had to go to HR and it sucked.
Yeah, I know. Quan, you had to go to HR because you punched me in the face.
Well, you took the last seltzer out of the fridge.
I said I was sorry.
And I didn't believe you. I was like, thank you. Oh my word, Dakota, get up off the floor.
I'm sorry. I was scared.
You are so random. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving other than just laying on the floor like a total rando?
Well, actually, I was planning on eating a turkey leg on the floor like a total rando. You fucking idiot.
Ew, who eats turkey?
Literally everyone, you bitch.
Okay, well, I'm actually doing all the cooking for my Thanksgiving Seder, and I'm deaf not making turkey.
What are you making?
I'm making a grand pie.
A grand pie.
Yeah, that's where you make a really big pie, but you just put one cherry in it.
Oh, I thought it was like a pie's granddaddy.
In some ways, it is a pie's grandmommy, but in other ways, it's just a pie.
Big pie.
A grand old pie that really doesn't deliver once you cut it open. It's like 99% crust.
Oh, wow. That's great because I love the crust is my favorite part of a pie.
Yes.
If I could have a crust stuffed with crust pie, I would.
Oh, yeah. That would be even better than a bread.
Ugh, I love a bread.
What are you making at your Thanksgiving?
I'm actually making a stove.
Oh, you're making a stove?
Yeah.
Now, what's in that?
It's just like a regular stove that you use to like bake a pie, but I'm making the stove from scratch.
Oh, my God. That's...
And yeah.
People usually like are like, I'm making something from scratch.
And it's
like,
but how scratch? Exactly. Or they're like, I'm making a stovetop casserole. I'm making a pie or a cake in my stove. I'm like, okay, bitch, but who made the stove?
Yes.
Well, so I'm making the stove and then I'm inviting a bunch of people over to my house. And then when they're like, where's the food? I'm like, what food?
Oh my God, that's perfect.
I'm really excited.
I love that. I mean, I don't want you to think that I'm only making a grand pie.
What else are you making?
I'm also going to make some bits.
Oh, bits?
Yes, I'm just going to make some little bits.
How many bits?
Four?
That's enough bits. Yeah,
they're like
going to
be like, 20 people there, and I figure everyone can have a fourth of a bit.
Okay, well.
A fifth of a bit.
A fifth of a bit.
A fifth of a bit.
I don't want to like. The thing is, like, yes, I'm making a stove and pretty much no food, but, like, don't think I'm not going to feed my guests at all. I am making a string of beans.
A string of beans?
Yeah.
What is that?
So, you know, like, beans? They come in
I
a can.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Like a black bean.
A
refried bean.
A soya bean.
A soya bean. So a goya bean.
A goya bean.
Mm-hmm. So I'm getting one of those and you thread it with a needle and thread.
Oh.
And then it's like on a string and that's a string of bean.
Oh, that sounds really festive. I'm also going to be serving some drinks.
Oh, what kind of drink?
Oh, I think I was just going to do a hot slop.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Just something seasonal, you know, that's where you put a huge pumpkin in the microwave until it explodes. Mm-hmm. And what comes out of it is a hot slop.
That sounds so good. Last year I did serve a wet trough.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I'm allergic to that.
Oh, really?
It's too wet.
It's too wet.
Yeah.
My guests didn't like the taste, but they did like having to get down on their knees to eat it like a horse.
Now, do you like dessert?
I love a dessert.
Oh my God, what dessert are you making this year?
I'm making a stringed bean.
Oh.
A second stringed bean.
This one's a dessert string.
Yeah.
Bean.
Are you doing a dessert at your Seder?
Yeah. I'm going to do a chilled metal.
Oh,
very shiny.
Yum, yum, yum.
Very festive. Yeah. And that's mostly just when you cut your computer with a pair of scissors and then you put it in the freezer and then let it defrost. It's still cold. It's so weird.
I mean, I don't like a hot metal.
No, a hot metal is, it burns.
But a heavy metal, now we're talking. Well, I'll tell you, all this talk of food is making me not hungry as usual.
Same.
Yum. Now it's time for our frothiest segment.
The mouthwash. This is where we take a headline, put it in a microwave, and then totally forget about it forever.
Whoops. Today's headline is how to stay humble even though your suitcase just came out first at baggage claim.
Wow. It's crazy to imagine staying humble in the face of such enormous privilege, but I guess there's a way.
Yeah. One time my suitcase came out first and I got so stoked, I jumped up on the luggage belt and rode around until I was asked to leave, and now I'm not allowed at JFK or LaGuardia.
Ugh. One time I got lost inside my own luggage at JFK, and so the whole thing is very triggering for me.
That's so scary.
Delta couldn't find me for weeks.
Ugh, privilege is knowing you won't get stuck inside your own toiletry bag where nobody would ever look for you.
Yes, and people don't talk about this enough.
Kind of like boarding with zone one, even though you're zone three privilege.
Or getting to fly the plane privilege.
Or getting kicked off the plane for physically threatening a flight attendant privilege.
Oh yeah, or like window seat, but also you want to switch to the aisle seat privilege.
Mm-hmm. Or like you have every single seat in the exit row privilege.
Ugh, I love privilege.
I know, me
so
too.
Fine. But it is like check your privilege.
Yeah, but also don't forget to take your laptop out first, Bish. You're going to want that on the plane.
For sure.
Quentin.
Yeah.
You know how like we spend most of our days looking in the mirror and telling ourselves how much we love our podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that we could also love other podcasts?
I don't know. I mean, I do love Natch Butte.
Same. That podcast is amazing.
It's a weekly comedy podcast by Southern beauty queen turned LA vegan Jackie Johnson. And if you listen, you'll hear as Jackie attempts to take the seriousness, mysteries, and intimidation out of makeup and skincare as she gabs with fellow artists about what beauty and self-care means to them.
Ugh, I love beauty and self-care.
You gotta subscribe to it. Don't miss a single epi. Subscribe to Natch Butte on iTunes, Stitcher, feralaudio.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And if you're listening to this show right now on the Apple Podcast app, all you have to do is click on our cover art and you'll find a link to Natch Butte in bright blue in our description.
So just subscribe, you ding-dong.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited. So I know that I say this about literally every guest that we have on the podcast.
Don't say it again.
We have a really exciting guest
you
today.
You said it.
Sorry. Okay, so this bitch, she is a gratitude specialist and also the author of an upcoming DVD. Welcome to the pod.
Grateful Glory.
Thank you. Yes, I'm so grateful to be here, but I know you're also grateful to have me. So we're all starting on a great page.
A grateful page.
Wow.
Yes, a full page. I certainly hope so.
What? A full page? Wow.
I don't fully get it. Okay. Well, so what your job is a gratitude specialist.
That's right.
What is that and how did you become one?
Okay, so I became one when I decided, I looked around and I thought, wow, this whole grateful game could really use some refining. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, who's going to do it? And, you know, just to throw a name out there, Oprah has done so much for gratitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she didn't invent gratitude.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought she did.
No, she didn't. I mean, actually,
no, she invented cars.
Yes. Yes. And then the feeling of gratitude perhaps was, you know, most exhibited
right
from her audience when she...
Because I remember that famous clip where she's like, she had a bunch of cars and she was handing them out to everybody. And
she was like,
I invented
wash my
cars.
Car.
I
wash
invented
my car.
Cars. Oh. Wash this car. Yes. Wash this car. I invented yes. it. I invented mm-hmm. cars.
Yeah.
That's a very famous clip.
Yes. Okay. Well, we all are familiar with the clip. But where was I? Oh, yes. So gratitude. I looked around and I thought there's some people that are just getting this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, all of a sudden people get grateful. Yeah. Right. And my personal getting grateful story happens to coincide with when I got sober.
Okay.
So, you know, I went a little overboard as addicts, you know,
tend to do.
You
were too grateful for substances.
I was too grateful. And you know what? The universe doesn't like it when you're thirsty, ladies. I mean, the universe is like men that way. Am
yeah.
I right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just so don't, true. Yeah, that's they don't so want true. You to be thirsty.
They don't want you to be too thirsty.
No, they don't want you to be parched.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. That's why I only ever hydrate in the bathroom.
Oh.
In private.
You know what? I understand how that's related.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
I don't want to appear thirsty.
No, never. No. And appearing thirsty in your soul can mm-hmm. translate to a whole physical thing.
Yeah.
That's so I really wanted to refine. And so I appointed myself gratitude specialist. Mm. You know, I have an associate's degree.
Oh.
And so I thought.
In gratitude?
Well, actually in communications.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So, yeah.
But you have to communicate gratitude. So that makes
of
a lot
course.
Of sense.
And I have to understand when others communicate gratitude.
That's so smart.
That's Thank amazing. You. So speaking of not appearing thirsty, you recently released a DVD just mm-hmm. in time for Thanksgiving called Don't Be a Thirsty Little Gratitude Bitch, a mm-hmm. guide.
A guide.
Tell us about that. What was it like writing a DVD?
A lot of it, you know, was just sort of like the night before. I'm a procrastinator. Yeah. You know, ladies, am I right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I put off a lot of the research and a lot of the writing until the night before, but something just inside me said, just go with your gut uh-huh. for this, you know, because when you're making a guide to show people a new system, a mm-hmm. way that they haven't really thought about being before, I think it's good to just sort of improvise and just go with it, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So I was up pretty late the night before. And, you know, not picking out outfits or anything like that, because that had been taken care of for weeks.
Sure.
That's, yeah, I knew that you knew what you wanted.
I knew what the whole look of it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get in there and I just start at the camera mm-hmm. asking people to really jot down what they're grateful for.
Ooh, should we be doing this right now?
Sure, yeah. If you'd like okay. to. Okay. Yeah, and the listeners at home. I mean, you know, the DVDs are $35.99, just three installments of that. But, you know, I'm so grateful to be on this podcast, so I'll just give away some of the exercises okay. for free. And then the listeners Gosh. Can be grateful for that, too. So first you make a list of all the things, you know, that you're grateful for. Mm-hmm. And that's like on the first DVD. So that's just the first surface.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then on the second DVD, we go deeper.
Mm. Oh.
And also in the first DVD are ways to display your gratefulness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because this is the other thing, is that you can show your gratitude in ways that come off too thirsty.
Right.
You can show your ways of gratitude in ways that actually promote not you, but the thing you're grateful for. And it's gotta be.
It has to be kind of about you.
It has to be about you.
Yeah. I mean, people like to say you can never be too grateful. Mm-mm. So it's like, should I just constantly be saying, like, thank you to everyone and everything?
Right. Right. Like when you guys gave me this coffee, I said, thank you. And yes, I'm grateful for it. But honestly, I've had better coffee. I've had better
thank
coffee.
Thank you.
And now we've all learned.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was huge
I'm
for me.
I'm grateful for your honesty.
Oh, well, thank you. And you're welcome.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank me.
Sometimes it's hard to remember to say thank you because I'm so busy saying sorry. Sorry.
Yes, I understand that. And actually, that's interesting you bring that up because that's one of the brainstorming topics for the fourth DVD that I'm sort of looking at. You know?
A fourth DVD.
Is
you
that
know?
Too many DVDs?
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, how else can you communicate your gratitude besides saying thank you?
Mm-hmm. You can definitely, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. We live in a social media obsessed world.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You can, I know, doy. That was my impression of you. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh my God, that was spot on. That is, you're so like, adoy.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then you know, you've got this whole British thing going on, so that's really cute, but I can't do a British accent. So.
Oh my God, yes. my descendants are British.
Thank you.
So a lot of people, why are you saying thank you?
All right. Now, so let me
adore.
Yay!
There we go. That's fun. How great is that? It's a catchphrase already. Adore. Yeah.
So you're saying that maybe on social media we can communicate our gratitude.
You can do a hashtag grateful. There's actually, you know, on Snapchat, I'm looking, again, there's another thing for the research, for the fourth DVD. I'm looking at getting some grateful filters just for Snapchat.
Oh, like where? What would you be doing? Would you be wearing like sunglasses that say "thank you" on them? Yeah,
you'd like be patting your belly, like you're full, and then I have grateful. A speech bubble that says "thank you."
Mm-hmm. There's another one that's just a grate, you know, like a grate that you would use like in the kitchen, or like a sewer grate. You could do that.
Maybe where you're popping out of a sewer grate and saying,
"Oh, that's really cute." Yeah. I really like that.
I'm grateful. And you're maybe like, the grate's full of sewage.
Exactly.
And you're in the sewage, and you're like, I'm full.
I'm so full.
And I'm also in a great. I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are lots of ways on social media you can show that you're grateful.
What about on Insta? Like, is there a
That's
filter?
Where the hashtag comes in. Oh. But actually, I'm so glad you asked because Nashville is the most grateful filter.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. In my research.
What makes it so?
It's, you know, it's such a warm kind of filter and it makes everybody look sort of like fuzzy. They get that fuzzy glow.
Yeah.
And people associate that with being grateful.
Sometimes I feel like my memories need to be a little bit fuzzy for me to feel grateful about them.
Mm, that's really interesting.
Because in the moment I'm just so busy being like, ugh.
Yeah, right. I think that's so true. Who else can we learn from about gratitude besides Oprah? Like, what other celebs are like so good at being grateful?
I'm so glad you asked about this. Well, first of all, Drew Barrymore. She's got it. She's
the queen of gratitude.
And you're not shocked when you hear that, right?
No.
There's something about it that just like fits like a good pair of pants.
She's been in the business for, 74 years now.
At
and
least.
She just is still glowing with gratefulness.
You can't make a book about pictures that you took about hearts that you saw in nature if you're not grateful for something.
You cannot be in that new show about the woman who does the thing.
The Santa Clara Diet?
The Santa Clarita.
Clarita?
The Santa Barista Doot.
The Nina the Pinta, the Santa Barista Diet.
Yes.
The Santa Barista.
With Timothy Oliphant, who's great.
He's wonderful.
And you've got to be grateful to work with that guy.
He must be.
For his career.
Sexy co-star.
For his sexy face.
So Drew Barrymore's, if you want to look at that, amazing. Viola Davis. what can she do? She does everything.
She's incredible.
So great.
Movies, I can't think of anything.
TV.
Movies.
Television. Films. Movies.
People Magazine.
And awards.
Awards.
She's very good. Yes, she's won many awards.
And that's another thing, too. Whenever she accepts an award, you see how grateful she is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She always says, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
She says, hello, thank you.
Oh. What's that sort of valley girl? Because I feel like...
That's like... So my like regular accent that you're noticing is like very British, like proper British. Because that's where my family is from. But then when I talk like this... It's like California.
Yes, I love that.
Hello, governor.
I do feel very laid back.
Meet me at the beach. Let's take the 101, the freeway, eh?
Chip. Do they have freeways in England? I mean, I'm going to ask you because you're the expert.
They do have freeways, except they don't go, you know, like regular roads. They're basically, it's hard to explain, but basically they're sideways. You don't drive down them, you drive across them.
That's so weird.
Onto the grass, and then you just keep going.
Wow, what a magical country. I'll have to, you know, take the whole grateful system over there.
Well, as my ancestors have said in Great Britain for many generations, you must come visit. It's amazing.
That's wonderful. I feel like I'm there.
The weather is amazing.
I hear the food is amazing as well.
British food is famously delicious.
Delicious. Their paparazzi is famously forgiving.
Oh my God, your ancestors have the most amazing saying.
Yeah.
That they always say?
One thing that they always say is, in Great Britain, like a very popular catchphrase is, oh my God, we should summer in Malibu.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so old timey. I can't even recognize it.
I feel like I'm in Downton Abbey right
I know.
Now.
It's crazy. A lot of times people are also like, oh my God, do you have $10 I can borrow?
Whoa, do you give it to them?
Sometimes.
Do you have $10 I could borrow? That's just, you know.
No.
But do you?
That's so funny. No, you're okay. So random. Oh, oh my God. You know. Okay, but enough about me and my great British culture.
Oh, I can never get enough of that. But,
I know.
But, oh, and another celebrity. I just want to throw this in. Because I know it's very controversial. But Ivanka Trump... She's got a good grateful game.
We love her.
She's so
grateful.
Mm-hmm. She's real.
She's so grateful.
She gets it.
Yeah, it's
she's
just
so
What's the word I'm looking for?
Shoes. She's so shoes.
She's so shoes. You're so right.
And I just look at her and it's like shoes.
Yes. She's I know so that's shoes. The thing is like whatever you want to say about this administration, like it's wonderful to have a woman involved who gets shoes.
I mean, and men can be amazing. We've said that a million billion times.
But men are not.
But men are not shoes. They are not shoes.
Wow, what a great. That's really just hitting me in a very powerful spot. Men are not shoes.
Thank you for that. So she's a great example.
Thank you.
Of gratefulness.
Yeah, so I got to give credit where credit's due to Ivanka. Also, Drew Barrymore.
That does not shock me somehow.
Yeah, sure.
So, also, there are some celebs that don't really have their hashtag grateful game on.
Oh my gosh, like
as much. Yeah. Okay, this may shock you a little bit, but right at it, I'm just going to say it. Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
A double-edged sword.
Yeah. As my ancestors would say, a double-edged selfie.
Wait, now where are you from?
I'm not allowed to tell.
Oh, wow.
Gwen is famously from nowhere.
I'm famously from nowhere. I sent in my DNA to 23andMe and they called the police.
Oh my God. And that was you?
That was me.
Wow.
And I just have to say, for the record, thank you.
Wow. I feel like you're really getting this.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank
girl. Even better. That's great. I understand exactly what you mean. You guys are really, this is really sinking in.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, what other celebs are just like failing?
Jon Stewart.
That guy's never been grateful for a single friggin' thing in his whole damn life.
Oh my gosh. I saw there was some advertisement on, I don't even know. And he's talking about this show he's doing for charity. And how happy and grateful he is that all these celebs are just, you know, like donating their time for a good cause.
Whatever.
And I'm just like, name drop much?
Yeah.
And also he's doing it wrong because also he's not really pulling the focus on himself again.
No. That's the important thing. Like, he doesn't have a show anymore.
That's right.
So it's like, how are you being grateful if you're not getting attention?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's strange.
It's fucked up.
And also, it's not shoes.
It's not shoes.
It's not shoes at
it's
all.
It's not shoes.
Jon Stewart is not shoes.
You heard it here.
Is Thanksgiving your fave holiday just because of how it's also kind of about being grateful?
No.
Oh, what's your favorite holiday?
I don't know if I want to tell you guys.
Oh, you don't have to, but also, like, we would love.
It's Sukkot.
Yay!
Sukkot!
I love the party. I love the hut.
Yes.
I love the little sukkah.
I love the little sukkah. I love the sukkah songs.
Oh, yeah. Sing your favorite sukkah song.
Gather around the sukkah tree. Everyone is having fun. Gather around the sukkah tree. Gather around everyone.
Oh, that's so great. I just feel it's like a British Jewish thing.
That's what my ancestors used to do.
Wow.
They would gather around the sukkah tree.
Wow, that's really inspirational.
Yeah. Okay, so you love Sukkot. What else are you personally grateful for?
Oh, wow. You know what's really funny is that I don't get asked that question.
Well,
very
we're
much.
Really, That's really, really funny. Good interviewers. Thank you.
Wow. I've really been put on the spot here. Well, you know, I like to sort of go through the morning, right? Mm-hmm. And think about what I'm grateful for. And it's good to wake up and sort of list the things that you're grateful for every day. So this morning, you know, for example, and also my grateful list is always evolving. So today I'm grateful for some things I may not be grateful for tomorrow. So this morning I woke up and I was really grateful for my third husband, Rick, because he dealt with my kids. Who are not his kids, but woke up, you know, Seamus was crying and Rick just dealt with it. And I thought,
wow,
thank you.
You
thank
must you, be Rick. Grateful for your kids, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, because I don't know if you caught it, but in the story, actually, if you were paying attention to the story that I was just telling.
I wasn't.
Okay. Seamus actually woke me up. And I thought, what the hell? And that's another thing, too. I want to point this out. Women are often bullied into being grateful for things that they don't need to be grateful for.
I think that's so true. People are always like, be grateful for your health.
It's right. Like,
fuck you.
No thanks. I'm here to take it for granted.
Also, I'm not healthy. My insides are complete mush.
Is that true?
The doctor did an x-ray and said, there's nothing.
Okay, well, let's take this as an example. Can in the moment when you're in the hospital or wherever you, I don't know if you went to a clinic. I don't know
it
if you went
like
to an apartment.
Room.
Room. I don't know what your, you know, I don't know what your story is. But in that moment, can
it was
you,
an escape room.
Can you find something
to be clear?
Thank you for clearing that up because now I have a better picture of maybe, I don't know, of just like who you are.
Yeah.
That's also something interesting. When you start to learn about what people are grateful for, you start to learn about them.
Yeah. And then you learn about
their passwords.
Oh. And then you learn about shoes.
Yes. Wait, that's so, right. I could think for a second.
Think back to that moment. I'm going to take you back. I'm going to ask you to go back to that moment.
Okay, I'm there.
Think about in that moment when the doctor is looking at your insides on an x-ray or on a crayon drawing that he, again, I don't know your life. What can you find in that moment to be grateful for?
I'm grateful.
Okay.
That. The escape room let us in after hours so that we could act out my fantasy.
Where a doctor says
where
that your
doctor
insides are mush.
Says that my insides are mush inside an escape room.
That's wonderful. Yes. You found it because
that was really inspiring to watch.
Way to go. Very impressive. Now, you know, then that's without the DVDs. I'm guessing you haven't watched my DVDs yet.
I haven't.
Okay, that's without the DVDs. Now think about after three installments, three-hour installments.
Wow.
How much quicker,
that's
15 easier.
Hours.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
I can say for certain that I'm not going to watch those DVDs.
Okay. Well, you say that now. We'll see.
Wait. I've got a really important question.
Yes.
Will you play a game with us?
Yes.
Oh, yay.
God.
Thank you.
This game is called Grateful or Great Empty. And this is where we list the things that we think we're grateful for. And you can just tell us if you think that we should not be grateful for them. If we can maybe be grateful for less stuff.
This is great because this is actually what I do with my consultation business. But again, giving it to you too. For free.
How much would this normally cost?
You're welcome. Between $600 and $900. It's a range. And it's a sliding scale.
Oh.
Sliding scale.
So what What would you charge me if I told you that I am a billionaire because of all the podcast money?
I would charge you $1 billion.
Worth it.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
Okay. So here are some things that we're grateful for. But maybe we shouldn't be. Okay. I'm grateful for my perfect face.
Check. Yes.
Yes, we should be grateful for that. Okay,
check.
Cool.
But only if you have it.
I do have a perfect face.
You do have a perfect face. If you didn't have a perfect face, you cannot be grateful for that face.
Yes, you shouldn't be grateful for your face at all if it's not perfect.
If it's not perfect, don't be grateful.
Okay, wow. Yeah. That's what the doctor told me, that my insides were mush and my face was perfect.
Perfectly symmetrical.
Yes.
You do have like a Charlize Theron sort of
perfect.
Symmetrical.
Yeah, and he also told me that he never wanted to, that I wasn't allowed to be his patient anymore. Anyway.
Is that part of the fantasy or is that just a real thing?
No. Okay, Quan.
Okay. I'm grateful for how tiny I am.
Yes.
Yes.
Check.
Yay.
Way to go.
I nailed it.
Way to go. But again, if you weren't tiny, can't be grateful for it. Exactly. You can't be grateful for being not tiny.
Exactly.
At one point in my life, I was bigger than I am now, and I was not grateful for it. And then I didn't eat for 3 months. And then I went into the hospital. And then I came out, and now I'm grateful.
That makes sense.
That's green.
That's grateful.
Okay, I feel grateful for my viral tweets.
Okay. Ooh. This one is one of those things because, you know, it's such a new thing to me that I'm just trying to think through this. Yes.
Okay, what about this one?
Check.
I'm grateful for my boyfriend, Chap.
No.
Oh. Okay.
He should be grateful for you, girl.
Yes. You know what? You're so right.
So
you're so right.
You should be grateful for other people.
Fork you, boy.
That's right. And that's how we get back into that thirst trap. Don't get in there, girl.
Don't get in there.
Get out of that thirst trap, girl.
Okay. Dakota, what about you?
I am grateful for the time I ate a razor blade by mistake, but then I was fine.
No.
I shouldn't be grateful for that?
You could have gone back to the hot doctor in the escape room.
You're so right.
Yep, you messed up.
I messed up.
But you know what? This is all a learning process.
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for my shiny horse.
Yes.
Nibbles?
Yes, you can.
Nibbles?
You can be grateful. Oh, wow. Is that a picture that you just carry around with you everywhere?
Yes.
This is
a doy.
Classic class.
And I'm looking at this horse and I'm saying, yes, you can be grateful because it's a pretty horse and it looks like it has all its legs.
Yep.
My horse has only most of its legs.
Then no. Okay. You can't be grateful for a horse.
Can I be grateful for Instagram?
Yes, we should all be grateful for Instagram.
Yay.
Can I be, this is kind of on the same subject. Can I be grateful for funny pictures?
Yes.
Yes.
You can be grateful for so funny pictures. Funny. Yes.
Okay, this is a kind of tough one, but can I be grateful for amazing content?
No.
Wow.
You can't, because if you're grateful for amazing content, how will the content get better?
You're so right. I need to leave room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be grateful for soft blankies?
For what?
Soft blankies.
Oh, soft blankies. I thought you said soft blinkies. Now, soft blinkies, no. But soft blankies, yes.
Oh!
Yes, especially if you know you're on your period or something. You can be really grateful for those soft blankies.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Dakota?
What? Can I be thankful for beautiful dogs?
Yes, but you can't be grateful for ugly dogs.
I'm not.
Or dogs that are mean.
No.
Or dogs that they don't let you adopt because you've got a past criminal record. Whatever.
What about dogs?
I've got an associate's degree. I should have a dog.
You should.
Thank you.
What about dogs that look you straight in the eye and say your name to you?
Ooh.
Yes, you can definitely be grateful for that.
Recently, a dog looked me dead in the eyes and said,
Dakota.
Wow.
It was so freaky.
Did it tell you to do anything after
that? No, that was it.
You know what? All this talk about dogs reminds me of someone else I'm also grateful for.
Who?
Mommy.
Mommy.
No.
But what about
grateful for mommy?
You can't. You cannot be.
Okay, what about grateful for grandmama?
Also, no.
Oh,
because Freud says we're going to try to kill all of them anyway.
I think I know
who. That's just what you get with a communication associate's degree.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what family member we're supposed to be grateful for. Mm-hmm.
Take away.
Daddy.
That's right. You can always be grateful for Daddy.
Yay. Okay, finally.
Okay.
Should we be grateful for meats?
Yes.
Yay!
Like, were you guys debating if you should be grateful for meats?
I just
solved a problem for you.
Well, yes. That's the age-old problem.
It's true.
Should we be grateful for meats?
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for playing grateful or great empty with us.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
We just have one remaining Seggy, and it is called
Spell It.
And this is where we talk about the stuff that we're up to. Dakota, what's up with you?
Oh my gosh. I actually have a huge week ahead of me. I'm going to learn how to read a clock.
Oh my gosh.
Yay. What
about
you?
That's going to be a game changer. Mm-hmm. This is a pretty busy week for me. I'm going to be brushing my hair 1,000 times. So just check that out. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's going to look so good.
Are you doing like a Facebook Live like stream of that?
No, it's just in my room.
Just for you.
Just in a mirror.
Will the mirror have a camera behind it?
Not more than it already does. Anyway, check that out.
Okay, what about you?
What's
grateful?
Up with you?
Well, you can always... I'm really excited because this week, the first DVD is coming out. the could you, what's the title of it again?
It is called Don't Thirsty Little Gratitude Bitch, a guide.
Yes. Mm,
that's so funny that you made us repeat it to you. I wrote it.
But, you know, it was in a fever dream of a, you know, of a planning session.
It's an amazing title.
Thank you.
Good and clever.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What else are you up to?
So, well, that's coming out this week. And you can always go to gratefulglory.com and order it there. Or you can follow me on Instagram at gratefulglory, hashtag grateful. You know, I'm looking for new followers. I'd be grateful for some. And then you can DM or PM. Do you guys say DM or you say PM?
I say mommy.
I'm still very confused.
I say mommy.
So you can mommy, and I'll send it off to you that way. Again, Sliding Scales, that's coming out. Also, I'm very grateful. I recently obtained an HBO Go.
That's huge.
Password.
Huge.
Uh-huh. I don't want to talk about which of my other two husbands' password it is, but I obtained one, and I've been watching this show called Animals. It's on HBO.
Oh, that show is good.
Good.
And I'm super grateful for it.
Wow.
Well, definitely, you have to watch Animals on HBO. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you again so much. Grateful for gratitude for... Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I say thank you?
No, can I say thank you?
But I mean it when I say thank you.
Okay, but let me just take one quick moment, though, to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And also, honestly, thank you.
Oh, that's so nice. And tune in next week where we massage a kale so hard it asks us to stop. Can't wait.
Branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.